December 16, 1944, Adolf Hitler launched his last-ditch offensive against the Allies in Belgium and Luxembourg. In reaction, General Matthew Ridgway ordered the only American divisions available in reserve toward Bastogne. Those were the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions. And the 101st included PFC Bob Lott.
I was on an outpost. I wasn't with my company. They were back up on the hill. And they were very low on ammunition. I had an M1. Anyway, I was shooting, and then the tanks were going by me. They way up and back at me at battalion headquarters. They shot up and blew up that ammunition. So they knew we were there. And I found this bazooka laying here, and the fins were bent on the bazooka shell. The only thing I thought, if I could just get one up there and scare them, that would chase them away. I straightened the fins, put the bazooka in, wired it up, and then I set it for 350 yards, and it went, and it came down, and it went behind the wheel and hit the tank and killed the soldiers behind. And then the tank kept going in circles. When it was going around, the tank commander, who was given directions, and I shot 6 shots, and I missed them. And I changed my rifle, and he went over. They saw where the firing was coming from. They shelled us terrible.
Yes.
And we really couldn't do more shooting because we had to stay down. And then the tanks turned around and went back. And then everything was quiet.
The lull didn't last long, and the Germans returned in numbers. In the darkness, Lott and the other soldiers at his post walked between advancing German soldiers and back to safety.
We're going to try to pinpoint that site, and based on where you were here in this this map here. On,
60 years later, Lott returned to Bastogne and wanted to find the place where he shot the Nazi tank with the single bazooka shell.
Here's the scale of this map right here, too, in yardage.
He got some help from Lieutenant Colonel Scott Glass of the 80th Area Support Group.
Yeah, that's probably where we're going to now. So where we are right now is where you ran across the road on December 23rd. The Germans were... Panzer Grenadiers and tanks were attacking this way. This was the furthest west that the perimeter, the Bastogne perimeter was, is about where we're standing.
I'm just wondering where that road is going. Oh, there it is. That's it. It wouldn't be great to find my foxhole here. And Sergeant Bowers is in the back of me, dug in. And he ran out and looked and he said, come back. He said, we got to get the hell out of here. Come on. And he didn't tell us about the Germans are on the road. And boom, we went down through and up there. Good thing I was 20 years old.
Oh. And how does it feel to be back at this very spot now? Mixed feelings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah, happy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's an accomplished feeling. I mean, I've finally found it.
In our next chapter about Bob Lott's visit to Bastogne, we'll hear his conversation with a 22-year-old 101st Sergeant, also a combat veteran, who was recently assigned to the identical battalion that Lott served with 60 years ago. In Bastogne, Belgium, for the 80th Area Support Group Public Affairs Office, this is Rick Havernan.